Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Thursday. It seems like Monday. It was just 10 seconds ago. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. We have Bev Harris joining us because we're only about 27 days away from the election. And I was thinking to myself, why not have the premier expert on election fraud coast to coast on the show? The reason I thought of her was the election's coming up, and I wanted to set her up for right after the election to cover from the field. She's always in the field where the worst cases of fraud are, with either party behind it. And I thought about that last week, and then I got on the treadmill in the garage, turned on HBO, and watched about an hour of the documentary Hacking Democracy. And I'd seen it several times, but it just hit me as so powerful. I mean, they have the company stealing and cheating and robbing, and you know, they're driving over to try to get the computer tapes that the state won't give them and the county won't give them, and they catch the employees trying to run out the back door with them in trash bags and then fighting with them, and they rip open, and there's the proof that they stole the election. And, I mean, it's like every minute and a half there's another instance of something like that. It is an absolute fact that we don't have the right to vote in most areas of this country. And it's very exciting to know that many of us were aware of this. There was systemic, organized fraud coast to coast, and that in the last 5-6 years, intensifying, there has been an effort by the establishment to consolidate that down. Before, elections had to be stolen on a county-by-county level. Then they'd be sent up to Voter News Services, a private secret consortium, who many times a candidate would win Arizona, win Texas, win New Hampshire. It wouldn't matter even if local counties announced that. At the federal level, they would just announce a fraudulent tabulation, and then it would end up in local papers that it was a fraud, but things just moved forward. But that started to be revealed, and so the military-industrial complex carrying this out has now tried to centralize it. And a little bit more than 40% of the country can now, in 90 seconds or less, be remote reprogrammed, and there's no record of it. That's right, 40% and growing. 40% of the country can be remotely hacked, and a fraudulent election can be engaged in with national elections. Regionally, it takes a little more time. But literally, this is so automated that it's down to one person now can skew 40% of the political sectors, jurisdictions of the country, a little over 40. So she'll be joining us coming up for a report, getting on this in about 6 months, of all the things that have happened, what she's been tracking and covering, and all the things that have unfolded since the big primaries when they cheated Ron Paul and others in New Hampshire. So we'll be breaking that down and a lot more today. Obviously, the stock market's plunging again by design. We'll break that down first when we get back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to ground zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bev Harris joining us to track all of the election fraud going on, and the preparation for it by the military-industrial banking crime syndicate that is now sucking the Western world dry and vertically integrating all wealth unto themselves. Also, Barack Obama zombies at the debate that was being held at a university. They could chant, they could yell, they could have bullhorns. But a clear listener of this show, I would guess, we're going to try to get him on the show, talking about the New World Order calmly, talking about how the banks are engineering this, how they could have bailed out American homeowners for a fraction of what's being given to the private banks, was just calmly there talking, and the police said, we're going to charge you with trespassing, and took him off the property. And the Obamanoids, they begin just hooping and cheering and hollering with glee. You know, I was angry and upset when George Bush had the free speech zones and is violating people's rights. And now the Democrats think their man is about to be in power, and they are very, very pleased with all the new police state powers. It's totally disgusting, and now I will go in some of the public's minds from being a hardcore communist. That's what neocons call me, which is completely ridiculous. I'm 180 degrees away from that state of centralization, and I will now be called right-wing neo-Nazi fascist. Because I believe in the First Amendment. And all of us that want to have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and have liberty, now we see the left-right paradigm again raising its ugly head and sucking in millions of well-meaning dupes, useful idiots, as they are properly called. So we'll be getting into that as well. There are a whole bunch of news reports today. I saw at least four newspapers with headlines about the New World Order, how the private world central banks are going to be taking over the planet, basically emerging with government, how they are, quote, going to bail out the states and private corporations. That means take them over. But if I get up here and play a clip of Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, or a U.S. president calling for world government, it doesn't exist. This willful ignorance, this willful denial of reality, this global corporate takeover that's happening right now of every major nation state is real, and it's criminal, and it's going to hurt the average person very bad. These are not just tyrants who want power. They want to carry out an aggressive eugenics operation. Okay, we're going to get into where the markets are right now on Wall Street. Another big plunge in the Dow this morning on banking and auto stocks and others. It has been down as much as 200 points. It's only down 71 points right now. Now, remember, this time last year, on October 9th, 2007, the stock market was above 14,000 points. And on that day, we told you that much of its value was inflation and speculation, and that the real economy, Main Street, was falling apart and the banks were preparing to implode the economy over the next 2 years. And we're now another year into that. Now, I want to play Cramer. This guy is not stupid. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars himself on the stock market playing games. He's admitted on video that he's committed many crimes. We played that audio. This guy goes on TV and talks about the crimes he would commit in the past because he knows it's all selectively enforced. He likes to act like he's for the people. But he goes on air and says that the 50 basis points cut isn't enough. They need to go ahead and slash it down to basically zero. There's a problem with that. That will devalue currencies even more and accelerate the already hyperinflation that is beginning. Now, in amongst his 50% baloney, 50% truth, he does tell the truth and say the problem isn't inflation, it's depression. It's things imploding. It's a depressionary curve in the economy. And that's true. Now, economists until the 70s had always said it was impossible to have depression in the economy and inflation, or less goods being bought and the economy massively contracting while you have inflation, high inflation. But, of course, I've coined the term hyper-stagflation. Not only did we have hyper-stagflation starting in the last few years, it is now intensifying. And so, you know, he tells the truth and says, well, there's also depression going on or massive contraction in the real economy. Then he goes on to say the problem is not inflation. No, it's both of those. And then he calls for massive slashes in interest rates. But here's the problem. You, the citizen, are paying record amounts for credit cards, record amounts for mortgages, record amounts for auto loans, record amounts for home improvement loans and business loans, corporate loans. And the massive increase in the real interest rate for the American people, the people of the world, is being tacked on to everything we buy, intensifying the inflation. So let's go ahead and play this clip. And no wonder the public knows the media is lying, but the gobbledygook is so twisted that the average person can't untie it. Just know this. The reason you can't figure it out is because it's pure bull. That's why. It's pure bull. So let's go ahead and play Cramer.
How could we get worldwide coordinated rate cuts? and still go down 180 Dow points. Especially when the market was about as oversold as I've ever seen it in the last 20 years. Can anything save this market? Maybe. But not these little cuts. These cuts are simply too little and too late, at least to save the stock market.
All right, stop right there. Hey, Cramer, there aren't many more cuts they can make. It's making foreigners not be able to buy the U.S. securities for the money being dumped into your stock market and into your companies. See, if they won't buy the debt because the interest rate's too low, then the whole game's over, pal. So what do you say do? You say slash the rates even more, which will accelerate inflation. But remember, only the central financial institutions, they're the only ones getting low rates. The people aren't getting any of that. In fact, as the economy falls apart and people default on loans, real interest rates go up. So again, everything that's being done is for the elite to consolidate and to make their position that much stronger as they buy up the real assets, which they are debasing. There's a depression in prices while we have inflation. That never existed until 30 years ago in any known market because it is entirely artificial. By the way, the elites have not lost control. This is a precision operation beautifully done. You know how hard it is to create stagflation, much less hyper-stagflation? It's like trying to balance an elephant on the head of a pin. Okay, these guys are slick, folks. Let's go back to this guy lying to everybody.
These cuts are simply too little and too late, at least to save the stock market in 2008, if certainly not the economy. Stock market said today that the cuts need to be much bigger, much more aggressive. The market at one point was up, and that was because I think they were cheering that at least the central banks aren't worried about deflation, about inflation anymore. They recognize that it's deflation. But a half-point cut doesn't do a thing to help near-term earnings. And when you have bad earnings like you have with Alcoa, the stock gets killed. Okay. These cuts will not make you big money in the market, despite what you heard all day about, oh, this is the opportunity. Well, great opportunity. They will help banks make more money off what's known as the net interest margin. They help the prime rate come down. These are good things that are often ignored by the media. But again, they won't matter until late 2009 because they're going to cut like little salami slices instead of going in there with the chipper shredder. We have to distinguish between what this means for the stock market and what it means for the economy. Let's start with the market. These cuts are way too late. I am making that point because you have to understand how could the market go down. They are way too late to make you money in stocks, plain and simple. And they're also too shallow. Remember our friend buddy pal Alan Greenspan took rates to 1% in 2003. We're at 1.5% now. That wasn't a recession. That wasn't even a potential Great Depression. It was just a tough economy.
All right,
rates
stop
are
right there.
Too high.
Stop right there. And that started the slide of the dollar. And that made the world face the fact that they'd already issued too much liquidity. And then the big financial institutions started bad-mouthing. Remember 2 years ago, year and a half ago, saying that there was too much liquidity being issued to the average citizen and everything was going to be their fault when everything imploded as they set the table for what's happening. As they badmouth the credit being given to the public. You see, we would have just had ongoing compounded inflation that would lead into hyperinflation, but further down the road. And that'd still be tough. It'd be bad. But they wanted to eat what was left of the real economy, so they cut off the credit to the grassroots while then panicking the public saying, we need more credit for you. You're going to pay for this in taxes, and then we get nothing, and everything is fed into the financial sector. Then they have the nerve to get up and badmouth the free market and talk about how socialism is actually good all over the news, what the big banks have always financed, which, again, is socializing our wealth and then giving it to them. And then now they're selling that as socialism when it's not. It's called robbery. Somebody goes in a bank and robs your safety deposit boxes. That's not socialism. That's robbery. So this is the biggest heist ever seen in world history. And you got this bozo up there telling people what we need is more rate cuts. Now, I'm not calling for what Paul Volcker did of, 20% interest rates, but those suckers need to be high, and they need to be high right now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 9th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $885.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $911.57, $455.79 for half ounce, and $227.89 for quarter ounce. That's $911.57, $455.79, and $227.89.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So
my great-grandmother lived to be 104.
Forever. Grave digger.
My wife's.
When you dig my grave.
Great-grandmother lived to be 108.
Could you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain.
You know, we actually don't live as long now. If you take out the fetal deaths. babies died a lot more often, small children did, of sickness. If you take those out, people lived on average about 84, not 76. Ma Jones, had a great-grandmother named Ma Jones. She was half Native American. What was it? Cherokee and Comanche. Pocket full of posies.
Pocket full of posies.
Ashes to ashes.
We all fall down, grave digger.
Hey!
When you dig my grave.
The Nasdaq's gained 13.12 points. It's actually up a little bit today. 75 percentage points, 75 sub-points, so almost 1 point. Dow's down
29.70.
You know, that's what...
He rode his bike like the devil until the day he died.
That's what they sold the public on. Again, the Financial Times, one and others, reported years ago that they were going to bring the market down, but they want a slow takedown to about 7,500 is what they say they're going to do. 14,000 points. So we've had a close to 5,000-point drop in 365 days since this exact time last year. So no matter how the stock market opens or closes today or tomorrow or next week, they have decided to hyperinflate the currency. Now, sure, you can buy a one-ounce American Eagle in 1955 for $30. And today you're lucky if you can get that sucker for $980. It's got some markup on it. What does that tell you? We've had a lot of inflation since the 1950s. You have a $30 coin, close to $1,000. But imagine that much increase in price, that much devaluation of the currency in a year or two. See, as much devaluation as we've seen in 50-plus years, in a year, in 2 years. And then after that, you see as much devaluation down to zero in just a few months than you saw in the previous 80 years. See, it balloons out on the other end. I always use the wrong term, telescope. Telescope would be getting smaller at the end or more value at the end. It's I'm doing that butt backwards. It's ballooning at the end in a matter of months. All the value will race out of it. And see, they have trained the retirees, the yuppies, and others that when markets go down, you stay in. You don't pull out. And so psychologically, it goes from 14,000 to 13,000. Then it runs back up to 3,400. Then it races down to 12,000. Then it goes back up to 13,000. Then it goes down to 11,000. Then it goes back up to 1,250. Then it goes down to 10,000. Then it goes up to 1,150. Then it goes down to 9,500. Then it goes up to 11,000. Then it goes down to 9,000. Then it goes back up to 9,500. Training you to accept the large slide to oblivion while the bankers and the money people got their money out years ago. While they left the country, they got armored compounds for what they believe's coming. And I come on air and I go, look, it's all over the newspapers that the elites are buying armored compounds and leaving the country. And I know elitists right here in Austin in such a wealthy area. You can't throw a rock without hitting one. Most of the people I ran into are new. That they're already gone. There's crickets around their house. And I came on air and I warned you about that. What'd I get? Label, fear monger, everything else. Well, let me tell you something. What we've seen so far is the surface of a much larger iceberg beneath the water. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but it's not going to be pretty. We're going to come back, break down the actual financial numbers, and a lot more. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll ride again.
I'm an American Indian. My tribe is Cherokee. My forefathers loved this land. They left it here for me. The white man came with boats and trains and dirty factories. Poisoned my existence with his deed. Nature is our mother. We are sucklings at her breast. Who tries to beat her down will lose her to the rest. They'll never win. I'll ride again.
Okay, I'm also going to open the phone lines up in this hour and part of the next, so you can give us your take on the banker takeover and also how bad you think it's going to get. What preparations are you making? Are your friends and family figuring out this is predatory? Or are they still in denial? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Here are the type of headlines I have in front of me. New World Order, Global Cooperation, Nationalization, and State Intervention all in one day. That's out of the Scotsman. And you have, if you look at really what's being done with legislation in Europe, here in the U.S., and in England, it's all giving governmental power to the bankers. Do not forget that last week, members of Congress were threatened with physical martial law by the executive. Absolute high treason. You thought high treason handing major roads over to foreign companies or ports over to foreign companies or signing North American Union agreements or signing deals to use foreign troops to suppress the American people? That's all public in major newspapers. You thought that was treason. Let me tell you, handing over, that bill is treason, handing over to these private financial institutions, the inner group of private banks, governmental power through Paulson, that's treason. And if we thought that was treason, telling members of the House martial law will be declared while it was in CNN and the Army Times and Seattle Post Intelligencer and other publications that the Army was standing by to be used against the American people to aid local police. Yeah, to aid them in the takeover of this country. Police, do you want to be part of this? I'm not telling you what to do. Frankly, at the end of the day, I don't, have even the specifics on what to do. It's hard enough to grasp the problem and who's behind it and to get the word out to the public. They have thought this out as a military operation, and they are executing it against all of us. And unless we realize, we the people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, firefighter, school teacher, coal miner, cop, I don't care. They all train us to fight with each other and be against each other and beat each other's throats. They put us in positions. They made us fight over resources. But I'm telling you, if we don't have an accelerated awakening, it's only going to get worse. And to have them announcing world government here, world government there, Gordon Brown calling for a new world order again yesterday. You don't know who he is. He's the leader of England. And notice they're now saying, yeah, you gave us the bailout, the banker dictatorship bill, and now it's going to be more than a trillion. It's going to be more than 2 trillion. It's going to be trillions and trillions and trillions. And the U.S. banks with taxpayer money are going to bail out everybody and buy whatever corporations they want with top dollar. Because a lot of these corporations aren't in trouble, and they don't want to sell. So they're being given offers they can't refuse. You have a select group of financial institutions with governmental power, with our money, going around vertically integrating whatever they want while shutting off credit to the real economy and giving carbon tax power into the bills in England and the United States to tax our every movement and our every consumption and to create tens of thousands of IRS spies and agents to go out and set people up. They are getting ready to really squeeze. So what are we going to do about it? That's what I asked the listeners. What are we going to do about this crisis? I can do the things that I have in my power to do. And that is educate the public about what's happening. And then it's up to the public to expose this and say that they don't want any part of it. But the public says 1,000 to 1, 1,000 plus calls for every one for the banker takeover. The public did what they were supposed to do. They do understand it's a scam. They don't have any idea just how bad it is. It's even hard for me to grasp. It gets worse than I thought every day. More insane, more ridiculous, more open. They don't even put window dressing on it. The entire group running the cash handout to the bankers is run by the former head of Goldman Sachs and his minion, Kashkari, who just left Goldman Sachs to hand out the trillions to themselves. They sit in the offices of power handing the money directly to themselves. They don't even put it through an offshore corporation. They don't even launder it. They don't even hide it. They just do it. How do you respond to in-your-face criminality of that magnitude? How do you deal with something that corrupt? Global markets fall again as credit remains frozen. There's plenty of money being pumped into the big banks, but none for us. After a tentative rebound, global stock markets turned lower as coordinated rate cut by major central banks, which are owned by the same people, failed to unlock frozen credit markets, putting pressure on officials to take further action. The officials are the ones paying themselves the money, I would add to the CNBC report. U.S. shares opened higher, but then fell after a six-day losing streak in which they have shed almost 15%. Even IBM, whose preliminary earnings top forecast saw its stock fall. The U.S. market faces additional uncertainty after a ban on short selling of financial stocks expired at midnight on Wednesday. European stocks also were higher, but then fell after a day after hitting nearly five-year lows. Asian stock markets were mixed as Japan's Nikkei dipped to its lowest close in more than 5 years after a volatile day. Now, you've got the Wall Street folks that make jokes on TV and radio and in person to all of us. Ah, so what happens to Main Street? So what if we offshore? So what? All I care about is my stocks. They don't understand that they're inextricably tied to the real economy. Conversely, you have the working stiffs, Joe Sixpack. I've heard him over and over again on radio, TV, and in person. So I'll ask people in the grocery store line, hey, what do you think of the falling stock market? I don't care. I don't own any stocks. Well, those companies count on those stock values to be able to maintain themselves and expand and employ you. So you don't care about the companies in the market, and it doesn't care about you. See, that's the perfect modern, Western, spoiled, rotten person. Now, get me straight here. I'm not saying this is the fault of the American people. But that doesn't mean the people of the West, not just the United States, but Canada, Europe, England, Australia, didn't get suckered into all of this and weren't trained to trust whatever the establishment said. We certainly take some of the blame for being suckers. But I'd use the parallel, the analogy of somebody coming to your front door and knocking on it, and they stick a gun in your face and rob you. Yeah, you should have been a little more careful. Should have asked them who they were first. But you're not at fault for being stuck up, for being robbed, for being hogtied while they take everything you own. Same thing. Do you blame a five-year-old child when somebody pulls up out front their house with a van and says, oh, come look at my puppy. I've got candy. The child should have listened to their parents. The child shouldn't have gone and talked to strangers. But you don't blame that five-year-old child. You blame the sack of garbage, the demonic filth that wants to kidnap and kill that child. And that there brings up the other issue. There is evil all around us, evil worldwide in high places and low. And somehow the public was trained that evil didn't exist and that we could all just, well, the government's trained us not to trust our fellow man, and they've even hyped that up to a greater threat than it actually is, but to trust government, to trust uniforms, to trust the system, when statistically and historically it's far more dangerous than your neighbor or the guy down the street or your boss or your employees. And I'll give you corporate numbers I've seen, different market studies. On average, about 45% of employees steal. I never believed that number when I saw it years ago, but I've seen a lot of examples of it in the real world. Now, if you think the average person is that corrupt because they feel they're entitled to steal, can you imagine what people in government are like? So, global markets fall again as credit crisis remains. And the banks were saying, we won't jumpstart your economy until you give us total power and control, when they engineered the crisis that's now causing it. And look, I know you understand that out there, but I'm not hearing enough other talk radio shows that are getting this correctly. I'm not hearing enough even alternative media getting it right. I am not seeing enough people understand fully what's happening here. I'm starting to see that change, and that's exciting. But just because you know what's going on doesn't mean other people are aware of it. Remember that. U.S. clothing chains falter as shoppers clamp down. U.S. clothing retailers continue to report dismal same-store sale results for September as the global financial crisis further squeezed consumers who are already cutting back because of the weak economy. And it goes through Chico's, TJX, Abercrombie & Fitch. All of them are reporting 15.6% declines, 13% declines. Just huge declines in purchases from this time last year. So for those of you that say, oh, I don't care what's happening in the people that have money, well, who do you think buys stuff from the business you run or own or work in? It affects everybody. And the biggest problem here in the austerity that's coming by design is that crime is already exploding, and it's going to get worse and worse. And don't worry, they hired millions more cops knowing they were going to engineer this, as we told you years ago. But they're not going to be out stopping the criminals. They're going to be out writing tickets. Or your husband might be out working on the car and leave a can of open beer in the front. They're going to CPS your kids. You better keep your nose clean, folks. You better understand you're in a prison grid, and you better keep your nose so clean. Now, that means keep your nose clean, but at the same time, be more vocal and get involved politically and speak out. But at the same time, do that with a very clean nose. And realize they've trained the public to be spies, to tattle, to make stuff up, to exaggerate, to do anything they can. Carpet cleaners. Appliance repair people. A lot of them are on police payroll, spying in your house. A tiny grow lamp to grow orchids. That'll get you a SWAT team raid. They're looking. They want money. And the government has said they've had a threefold, you can pull this up, increase in the amount of hotline tips for money. That's the new American economy. Look out. Don't just let anybody in your house, because they'll make stuff up. You understand that? And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. This is a sick, disgusting, predatory society. All three big Icelandic banks are now nationalized. Interesting story here. Scientist hologram television to become reality. Remember we told you about people I know in Hollywood who talk about James Cameron, the reason he doesn't make many movies these days. For over a decade, he's been putting his billions of dollars from Titanic and Terminator into hologram movie theaters, which they've already got designed. Hologram TVs, hologram, called hologram TV projectors. Amazing. Another headline, financial crisis. Who is going to bail out the euro? Europe must pull together to avoid further financial disaster, argues Ambrose Evans-Pritchard. And pull together means fully shine everything over to the private banks that engineered all this. All right, I'm going to start your calls after we're done with this Barack Obama piece. I'm going to go ahead and start playing it now, and then we're going to come back from break and play the rest of it, and then comment. And do not dare say I'm political with one of these two stage candidates. I'm standing up to anybody that violates the First Amendment. And everywhere you see this now, the Barack Obama people, the pro-Bush people, they're allowed to have their free speech, but anybody outside the paradigm is shouted down and kicked out or arrested. Here it is.
Economists estimate that every troubled mortgage could be paid off with $100 billion. We just passed a bailout of $700 billion that's backing every kind of derivative paper that's a worthless investment. Look into fractional banking. The Federal Reserve is bankrupting America. You can't pass
debt. What I'm doing is...
Why don't you let him do it? Hey, hold on.
my f***ing way.
Obama and McCain are the same. Obama and McCain are the same. Obama and McCain are the same.
John McCain and Barack Obama will not be debating any real
We're going to come back and play the rest of this, but when he talks about how he has rights, they chant back, "We have rights! We have rights!" And there's these huge rallies, people everywhere, other bullhorn signs, people chanting. But if you say, hey, they're both staged, they're both bad, Obama people, there's video of it, their faces, Obama and McCain people side by side look like they've seen a vampire or a creature with 14 heads spewing acid. Because they want to clutch to that. Everything will be all right if they just vote for Obama or McCain.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Obama sheeple cheer police violation of free speech, attempts to succinctly explain banker bailout scam that Obama helped push through, met with mindless bleating. Police kick protester Benjamin Harms off Belmont University campus this week before the presidential debate. We're going to get him on for the crime of trespassing as hundreds of mindless Obama supporters cheered the outright violation of free speech. The protagonist attempts to succinctly explain the banker bailout scam, which Barack Obama has fully supported and helped get passed through Congress. He was instrumental in clear and concise terms, was met with the mindless bleating of Obama, 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 perfectly underscoring the vacuum of Obama's empty platitudes of change and the deluded idolatry of his supporters. And I'm sorry, it's just a fact, and I'm not for McCain, folks. I don't get to vote. Okay, most of the country's got scam machines in. These guys are CIA government fronts, period. But Obama is the chosen one. He's gotten three times the Wall Street money that McCain's gotten, and four times the Goldman Sachs money, individually. It's almost 500 grand just from Goldman Sachs. And if you think he's changed, he is changed. Incredible tyranny's coming. Martial law, riots, you name it. It'll probably be Obama, because they can't have some old white guy who's statistically going to die of his cancer pretty soon. They can get a lot more done with Obama, but it doesn't matter. The elite get to vote, not us. They get what they want, and they want to sucker people so that they can sucker the liberals, the inner city folks, everybody into this. There's not a sucker the public didn't see they didn't want. And remember, you don't like the bailout? Well, Barack Obama, you can Google Barack Obama instrumental in getting it passed. All those headlines, very proud of himself. Now, the Black Caucus knew what was going on. They said no. Obama came up and twisted enough of their arms to go ahead and be the deciding vote in the Democratic column. Go pull that up for yourself. And what happened after they got it passed? They're bringing those stocks down because those bankers got all that money now and they want to buy that up. They need to depress it so they can buy it. They need to deepen the crisis because then they'll get even more power. Remember, Congress was told by the executive, you do what we say or martial law. Let's finish up with this audio. Listen to it.
I am now being escorted by police away from the school.
See that? He says, I have a right, and then they chant, we have rights, as they take him away. Then the police grab his bullhorn away from him and say, we're now going to charge you with trespassing. That's what our veterans fought and died for. So the police can selectively, and that's how fascism works. It's always the same at the DNC, the RNC, we've covered them all. Whatever the crowd doesn't like, the cops come and take you away. They throw you out. They put you somewhere where nobody can see you. You see, that's how it works. Finish up with it.
You don't agree with that. They're telling you that you get an escort by police off of the premises. This is ridiculous. I have a right to free speech.
Constitution violation number one.
Escorted off campus.
Constitution violation number one.
Free speech.
I mean, am I going to be arrested for trespassing if I come back?
Yes, you will be. What's going to happen is we're going to write you a state citation.
Okay? Right now?
Yes.
Wait.
We're going to write you a citation. Here we go. The message is, you're a slave.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.